1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
Now, people get up really early to come down and see the show. And keep in mind, they didn't roll the clocks ahead here. So locally, it's only going on 7 o'clock.
Right, exactly. You know. And they're down here.
Yeah.
Giving her.
Right.
Yes, they are.
Bringing it.
They're enthusiastic when they come. It's not like they show up and I'm the lump
today.
They're
quiet during our segment of the show. They get very quiet. And it's like, is anybody there?
And then they answer questions, though. Yeah. They'll shout out some answers. Yes. And then they bring us in and out of our transitions beautifully with applause. It's a studio audience. It's amazing.
Very nice. Did you learn this from watching TV all those years?
I think they did.
How an audience is to behave during a broadcast?
I think there's
like
a rhythm to it.
Let's make a deal.
Yeah.
Understand.
Right.
Yeah. Bozo Circus.
Right. They knew when to go crazy on Let's Make a Deal. You don't go crazy when Monty Hall is playing the game.
No.
You go crazy when you want him to come over and get you and you're dressed up like Raggedy Ann or an ear of corn or something like that.
How old do you have to be before you don't know Raggedy Ann? Is it 30?
Well, everybody here, trust me, everybody here knows what Raggedy Ann
we do.
Is.
Sure.
I don't know.
Oh, it should have been Raggedy Randy. Oh, that's the name. That's the name.
So people, people get up early, come down here, and they grab the front seats. They grab the front row. And the reward for that is you're baking in the sun right now because that.
Just their legs.
No, it's okay. That sun gets hot in a hurry, I think, so.
It is a hot, hot climate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you imagine what June is like here? I mean, it really is. You watch, you know, and people walking up and down doing their jobs and stuff in full dress pants and long, you just think, whoa.
That has been a discussion at the pool, like, really, what is it like here when summer rolls around?
I think I just said.
Yeah, right, we've discussed it at the pool
on a
daily basis, going, hot here.
Yeah, it really. I've never been this close to the equator, so I really don't have a reference point.
Anybody ever been this close to the equator before?
Everybody?
Anybody?
Who's been on the equator?
Dr. Ted has.
Dr. Ted.
Okay.
Cross the equator, get your head shaved by the Navy guys, get the shaving cream down your pants. No? Okay.
There is no Nicaragua trip.
That's
so I know.
You're
in the Navy.
Yeah, across the equator, the international date line, they take the first year guys out, and there's hazing.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Go through the whole thing.
Well, they. Depends.
You have to bathe in a bucket or something like that, of fish guts. And
they'll pour crap on you and make you look for submarines through Coke bottles or something like that.
So in today's Navy, when they're crossing the equator with the Me Too, hashtag Me Too going on, is it possible that that doesn't go on anymore?
It's quite possible it doesn't go on anymore.
Or it's just not talked about now in the Navy. Yeah, you keep your mouth shut, you understand?
Don't put this on social media, foo.
Right, and that's exactly where it's going to go. You have guys getting out of the Navy going,
But it was a tradition.
Right.
Yeah.
A great tradition? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
But nobody from our group will be crossing the border to Nicaragua. There were two people that were going to go, Todd and Lindsay.
Yeah,
The trip was canceled. A couple other people were thinking about it. We were going to talk, you know, make good fun of them and say they really were looking forward to some Sandinista, like, you know, tough talk and some border checkpoints with guns and bayonets in their faces.
Do we have a microphone that we can take into the audience? Because I would love to know why.
Oh, Todd was all about it.
They wanted to go to Nicaragua.
Because people want a Nicaraguan stamp in their passport, because how often will you get there? It's kind of like being in South Korea, and North Korea's right there.
Well, see, the easy part, I think, is getting to Nicaragua. The tough part is getting out of Nicaragua.
They wouldn't even let them travel on Thursday because they didn't want their passport stamps to be like, why were you in Nicaragua? Now you're back in Costa Rica. Now you're leaving to the U.S. Like they were hyper. Okay. Hi, Todd.
Hi. Good morning, everyone.
Morning, Todd. Everyone.
From
it's Todd. Everyone.
He's a fan favorite.
From where?
Pewaukee.
Oh, all right. That Todd. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay.
Senor Todd.
Okay. So you wanted to go to Nicaragua.
I did. Yeah.
Because it's been a while since you've been taken hostage and had your colon packed with cocaine and forced to mule it back to another country?
It wouldn't be the first time. But we were looking for it to be.
That was Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, Canada. Yeah. Getting into Canada. Yeah. Wife and I were held at gunpoint and entering Canada.
In Canada.
Whoa.
Yes. Okay.
Get your hands up, E.
What did you do to get this sort of treatment? Because I've been in and out of Canada a few times.
Why, it's the friendliest nation on earth.
Have you ever tried to take a 50 caliber Desert Eagle into Canada? Because apparently they don't like that handgun.
No, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. Yeah.
Why were you taking? Sexier. Were you going hunting?
Why wouldn't you take one?
Is that what you said to the Mounties at the border? Yeah. Where's yours? Doesn't everybody have one up here?
They said, "Do you have any alcohol, tobacco, firearms to declare?" And I said, "Yeah, I've got a six-pack of Miller Lite and a 50-caliber Desert Eagle under my seat." And they said, "Oh, I'll just pull right over here." Hey. And we pulled over there, and then we were met by people with guns. We were on the ground.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty
spectacular. You were on the ground.
So he's like, the hell with that. I'm going to Nicaragua.
Exactly. I'm like, I can't be any worse than that.
You know,
maybe it can be.
If Canada, where busloads of kids come and go every day to see Niagara Falls, you know, was that tough for you to get into? I would think that you would never want to go to Nicaragua.
No, I wanted to push the luck a little bit more. And all in.
And you were going to take your wife with you?
Yeah.
You were in on this? You were okay?
Lindsay's game.
We like dangerous things. You know,
what did you want to see
there?
What would you go and look at when you were in Nicaragua?
Sandinistas really was the big draw. Maybe Daniel Ortega and some gangs or something like that.
It's just kind of walking around in anywhere Nicaragua.
Yeah, well, I think the tour was to go to Lake Nicaragua, and then they had some volcanoes that you could get like right up to them, and they're sort of like let you travel next to where there's boiling lava and stuff like that.
Was this an afternoon trip? Just to
This was a full day.
Now the problem is you have to get to Nicaragua early when you go because the Sandinistas are sleeping in the trees later in the day.
Bring pineapple for the Sandinistas.
Right.
They don't like apples.
But they don't like apples, right?
Well, everybody knows that.
We were iffy because then we'd miss the broadcast, and we didn't want to do that. So at least this is a plus as we get
this
to be here.
This might be the first time. This was the choice. Well, we can go to Bob and Brian. We can go watch them do the show down there, or we can go to Nicaragua.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people have to make that decision.
They gave you breakfast. There was a horse-drawn carriage ride through Grenada.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
It sounded amazing.
Boring.
Sounded crushingly
Carrie
boring.
Carrie checked into it.
Yeah,
we were. Yeah, it was going to be a great time.
So getting back to Canada.
Great time in
Nicaragua. Last we heard, you are on the ground.
Yeah.
And how'd that go?
Well, it was very interesting. So it was our honeymoon. It was our honeymoon before we got married.
You took a 50 cal on your honeymoon?
Absolutely.
That's why I would have married you.
Yeah, once again, why wouldn't you?
We camped across the U.S., so it was a 30-day-ish in a Honda Civic trip across the U.S., and the West, at least. And, they pulled out all of our suitcases, took everything out of the suitcases.
Right.
Oh, and it's our honeymoon.
What is that?
Another 50 cal. Way to go, Lindsay.
But never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we were kind of just sitting there, and the Canadians didn't really know what to do with us, and we didn't know what to do with ourselves. So Lindsay started walking to the bathroom because she had to go to the bathroom.
You just got up off the ground.
Yeah, they don't like that either.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
They didn't like that. And we had no experience, being detained.
Right.
Sure, on the ground.
And so, they kind of attacked her a little bit, like, hey, get back, and with her guns. And we were kind of corralled back, and we just sat there while they rifled through everything. They took everything out of
the car. It just seems like you're a bit thick.
a little oblivious.
You stand there with people have guns pointed at you. Go, well, I'm going to go to the bathroom, if you don't mind.
That's
the wife, not me. I just sat tight.
Did you get up and go to the bathroom? Here, Lindsay, come here for a second. I need to get your side of the story. So there's hold on a second, Todd. How many people are standing around you? Canadians are holding guns on you. Two, three, four, five?
Four, five.
All right. And you have to go to the bathroom.
Gotta go.
Okay.
Excuse me.
All right. So did you think, well, it's just Canadians with guns.
Yeah,
you know,
for
they're
sure.
Not,
they're probably not, don't even have bullets
in them. They're not that dangerous.
No, I just had to go. I figured he would take care of it.
How did you know where the bathroom was when you were lying on the ground? Did you look under an armpit to, like, sort where it... Oh, it's over there.
I don't remember, but there was probably some sort of sign.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know, I got to look for a sign everywhere I go.
Right.
Did you tell them you were getting up, or did you just get up?
Did you roll over and sit
and look around and get up, or...
No, there was none of that. She just went. Just started walking away.
Lindsay, you seem fairly comfortable being at gunpoint. Does this happen a lot?
A few times on our vacations.
Is this a game you two play at night? Let's play gunpoint.
So. Yeah.
All right.
It did happen
more than once, but yeah. No more in Canada.
All right. But the trip to Nicaragua is off. It's at least suspended.
Until we can gather more benders and maybe make a movement to go there for a day.
Why do you want our listeners to be in
mortal danger?
Right. Why do you?
they are here anyway in that
Senor,
pool.
It just sounds fun.
Senor. Well, they're listeners with experience in having border guards point guns at them.
I'll bet if they were taken down by Nicaraguan border guards, they would trade those Canadian border guards in a heartbeat for them.
I bet they'd be shorter.
All right, you really need to stay out of Nicaragua. You need to just stay here in Costa Rica and sit quietly. It's just another one of the couples on the trip with us. Now just stay in this country, please. 7:56. Carrie, what do you have coming up yet?
What can we talk about after Todd and Lindsay? Oh, some CIA leaks and Alex.